This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Hawks victorious this evening by a final score of 53-46. Welcome here to the postgame show. Doug Newton with Dave Burden. We bring in the head coach, Bobby Collins. And Bobby, let's start with the bad, I guess. The first 30 minutes or so, the energy wasn't quite there, and you got yourself in a pretty big hole, 13-point deficit. What was Navy doing that put you on the wrong foot?
Well, I told my team that this was a very disciplined team. They were going to execute. They were going to take good shots, and they were going to take care of the basketball. And first half, they did exactly that. And I said, the team that's the most disciplined team, this team's going to win. I said, either that or we got to play harder and get more opportunities than that. First half, we didn't get that, but second half, well, somewhere down the line, we got the right line of guys in there, and it just worked out for us.
You end the game on a 26-6 run. You're down by 13 with just about 12 minutes to go, and then you just outplay Navy. It was almost the exact flip of the Detroit game. Remember leading pretty much the entire game against Detroit, and they go on that big run, and they end up winning pretty comfortably.
Well, can you imagine how I felt for the time that we didn't get the run that I was hoping for the whole night?
I'm
waiting to put the complete game together, and I know the energy. We had a pretty nice crowd here tonight, and it wasn't the crowd, but we had a few guys on the team that was sick, and the guys were, you know, they just didn't have it. Ishak Pitts just didn't have it, and we looked to him because he's pretty much been our heart and soul. But Trim stepped in for us tonight and played some critical minutes and had a big-time basket.
Wow. I don't know if you wanted to shoot that basket
No. Good shot. yeah, you know how it is, but yeah.
There was four other guys I was picking out that could have shot that ball.
I'm just really happy for that young man because, you know, he's paid his own way.
Yep.
And, he comes to work every day and he plays extremely hard. And he played the way the game is supposed to be played with all you got. He's not as talented as the other guys, but he plays hard. And I told those guys, I play with effort more so than just talent.
What about the pace of the game, Coach? Did you anticipate coming? I know you said their Navy was disciplined, but did you anticipate both teams kind of doing a half-court set for most of the basketball game?
I was really trying to push it.
Yeah.
I didn't have a point guard to do what I was asking.
We were looking for that.
Every time we were trying to push it, it was a dead ball situation. Mm-hmm. And the times that we did push it, Michael Myers got some easy baskets. Our guys got some open looks and some good things happened for us. So, you know, again, we got next week. We try to clean some things up and work on some things, and hopefully we can get better at this.
How big was the play of Devin Martin? Because there were at times, and you said when you tried to push it, Mike Myers got easy buckets. But when there were a lot of dead balls, the half-court offense, it was hard to get the ball down low. Devin Martin's the kind of guy who can work one-on-one and create his own shot. And that proved big in that big run as he hit 3 three-pointers. It really got you back into the game.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, we drew up a couple of plays for him to get open looks, and he got them. And he got to the free throw line, made his free throws, and once we got him going, then we ran a couple of plays for Michael Myers, and he got going, and we kind of fed off of that, and that was the difference in the game. We made them start chasing us opposed to us just chasing them.
Yeah, and in the first half, that's exactly right. I was going to say that. In the first half, Navy was getting loose balls. That you were doing all the chasing. The last 12 minutes, it was you and me, us in charge, and Navy would have won running around. Our defensive philosophy, Coach, as far as against a disciplined team like that, are we looking to try to press some full court, or are we man-to-man full
again,
court?
Again, they only had 4 turnovers first half.
I know.
They with 12. I mean 16, so we forced them to turn the ball over, and we picked up the tempo because we wanted to pick up the tempo. They just kept us at bay, and they did a very good job of that. But we got some stops. We were able to execute off those stops, and I know that was the difference in the game.
Well, Coach, thanks again for your time here The postgame show. You got Old Dominion coming up. Good luck next Friday as we continue here on the All Access postgame show. The final, once again, UMES 53, Navy 46. The Hawks improve to now 5-7 on the season. They have won 4 of their last 5 games.